What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, today's women, I swear, have literally no sense of self-preservation. They seriously do not take the context clues around them at the time when they finally push a man over his line. When that man finally just says, you know what, I'm putting on the mask. Like the woman in this article that was published on the 5th of March. Hearing set for April 2nd for Marinette man accused of offlining his girlfriend. Well, this man decided, you know what? This woman has finally pushed me over my edge. So guess what? Now she's going to be pushing up daisies. Now let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A preliminary hearing will be held April 2nd for Robert Chilcote, who allegedly offlined his girlfriend, Gabriella Cartagena, before dumping her carcass in Michigan and fleeing to Minnesota. Chilcote appeared by video from the jail Thursday for the status conference. Chilcote, 29, allegedly shot Cartagena in the head during an argument on February 4th. At the Marinette boat landing near Red Arrow Park before dumping her carcass in a wooded area in Menomee, Michigan, and fleeing to Minnesota. He was captured there after a police chase. Weapons were found in his car. Cartagena's carcass was located 5 days later after she was reported missing. Chilcote waived extradition and is charged with first-degree intentional termination. According to the criminal complaint, police were called by Cartagena's family because they were concerned for her safety. Cartagena's mother was on the phone with her daughter the night before she was reported missing and heard Cartagena say something like, "I'm sorry. Don't shoot me. I didn't do anything," the complaint states. Police responded to Red Arrow Park, where officers located a large area of red substance of what appeared to be blood on the east side of the parking lot near the water, the complaint states. Police did a brief phone interview with Chilcote after he was arrested in Minnesota. The officer told Robert that "I wanted to know where she is." Robert said that's why he was calling. Robert said it was an accident. Robert then asked if his dad was okay. I told him his dad was okay. Robert then told me she's in Michigan, the complaint states. Chilcote offered more details in a second interview. He said that they were arguing in the car. Robert said she was calling him names and he told her to get out of the car. Robert said he tried to scare her with the gun and then the gun went off. Robert said it was a .22 caliber pistol and that it happened inside the car. Robert said he shot her in the head and he went around to the other side of the car and laid her on the ground. He said she was bleeding and he was scared and panicking. Robert said he moved her a bit, then confirmed she was deleted when he moved her in front of the dock. I asked if he knew where her cell phone was. He said he drove somewhere and threw it out of the window, the complaint states. He then drove to a wooded area in Michigan to dispose of Cartagena's carcass. Police used cell phone location data to find her carcass. Chilcote said the two had been dating for 6 months and were living together for 4 or 5 months. They had worked together at a retail store. Cartagena left behind a 3-year-old daughter from a previous relationship. Well, well, well. You see, gentlemen, as I stated before, women are so selfish that they can't even de-escalate a situation, even when they have children. So he ended up getting with a single mother. Definitely not the best of ideas, especially in this day and age. But her and her mouth ended up getting her dirt napped. Ladies, you know you have children. Why can't you just say, you know what? I'm sorry. Oh, I forgot. Society has thoroughly programmed women to believe that they're never wrong, even when they get caught red-handed being wrong. But hey, you know what? She's not the first. She won't be the last. More and more men are simply getting fed up with today's woman. And I told you guys, hey, the termination train was going to be collecting many, many new souls in 2026. Yeah, this is only the beginning of the year. There will be more. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down at a boat dock. Public area, gonna give it a 5. Method of execution, obviously, a .22 caliber pistol. That means the problem-solving pistol comes in clutch once again. Gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this a 60 only because of the police chase. And for the brutality factor, popped her once in the head, I'm gonna give that a 10. So Robert, cold-blooded Chilcote, gets a score of 80. Ladies, you simply refuse to de-escalate situations that you know can become very dangerous for you. You're not even able to look at the current context clues around you. We're in a wooded area. He has guns in his car. We're arguing. I have a child. Don't you think, you know what? Maybe if I just calm this man down, say I'm wrong, apologize to him, maybe I will get out of this with my skin intact. Maybe I will get out of this and not end up being dirt napped. But nope, you women decide, ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. I don't care if you got a gun. I'm gonna tell you. You ain't gonna tell me nothing. Okay. And it's that insufferable attitude that pushes a lot of men finally over their edge. Finally over their line. Ladies, I've been saying this for years. Your mouth can end up being the difference between you still drawing breath on this earth or getting put 6 feet deep. But hey, Once again, this is the brainwashing of society to tell women, oh, you're strong, independent. You don't need to bow down to no man. Yeah, there's some situations to where you need to say, hey, you know what? Self-preservation should trump my ego. But hey, you women never got taught that lesson. Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there who still cannot actually look at a situation and just simply say, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm wrong. I take accountability, which we know accountability for women is just like kryptonite. But still, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally clear. The power, once again, that society falsely has you believing that you have in all situations will go out. Feminism, and once again, believing that no matter what you feel like, you're going to be right, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, it is only because of man's restraint that a lot of you are still drawing breath on this earth. However, once that chain of restraint breaks, whatever happens, happens. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.